Hey, Big and Lazy, give me a moment of your time to talk about IECA Services, the licensed electric company operating in Kentucky. They can pull permit, they can do everything from adding outlets to your TV, installing new light fixtures, to wiring an investment property, or even building something new from scratch. So whether you're in your living room and you want to add on something to your house, or you're in a real estate investor and you want to find an electrician to rewire an investment property, hit up IECA Services right now. Link is in the bio.
Craving a sweet treat? The Sweet Guy Bakery ships nationwide, delivers, and is also local pickup. Right now, grab the dorm room special, care packages, and mega boxes of cookies, all at sweet prices. Starting soon, they have a 2-for-5 deal. Follow them on Instagram, TikTok, at The Sweet Guy Bakery, where every bite is a match made in heaven.
Another confirmed multimedia production. Confirmed.
Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good, good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
Big and Lazy.
This is Big B Fines. I'm here in front of the Straight Eatery Food Hall at the Heavy Plates 502 Food Meetup. I'm here to network, collab, you know, and see what it brings. Get some good food and meet some good people, good vibes, positive energy. Follow me, bigandlazy.com. That's our website. Big and Lazy Pod is our IG. I love y'all and appreciate the support. I'm Big on B Fines, and we got Luke Collins of Luke Food. Welcome.
What is up, man? I'm so happy to be here.
I appreciate that. How do you feel about this wonderful event that Chet Family and Heavy Plates 502 put together?
This event is awesome. Okay, I came here expecting kind of like a food gathering. The food looks incredible. I haven't tried it yet. I'm about to. But yeah. The people are incredible. It was super fun. There was a whole like dragon show going on. Like, it was I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah. And it ain't all about the food. It's about networking and getting in the same room as good content creators. So what made you start doing food reviews?
So I actually was homeschooled the last couple years of my life, and so I lost a lot of friends that way, and my family would always take me out to eat. They just loved going out to eat. So I was like, man, I want to kind of get back out there, you know, meet some new friends and stuff. So I started taking pictures of my food and be like, hey, today I'm at this restaurant, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it eventually led to short videos and then longer videos.
Okay, so what's that moment when you found that you had something, like, what was that moment like that you knew you had something big or something major? Like, what was, you know,
I really, like, I had a couple videos that got a million views, and that was like, whoa. Like, I was like, because I was happy with 100 views, you know?
Right.
And so, like, seeing that was insane, but then the Indian food video happened that I did. I tried Indian food for the first time.
Yes.
And that got, like, 80 million views, and I was like, okay, really? I think life is interesting now. It just changed everything. Right. So, yeah.
Man. So, you had a similar event down in Cave City, your hometown. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I actually held an event recently. I partnered with the owner of a restaurant called the Dog Pound. His name is Jack, and he's an awesome guy. I went to his restaurant recently. He had great food. I said it was awesome, and a lot of people showed up. And so he's like, hey, the people are starting to dwindle a bit because it's been a while. How about we hold like a meetup? And so I did. So we held a meetup. I gave a few week notice. And like 400 some people showed up.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So off camera, what is one of your favorite foods to eat off camera, like that you can't have yourself?
I can't. I always eat chicken wings, man. Like buffalo wings. Like I'm always eating that all the time, as many times as possible. So I went to Buffalo, New York at one point, and I got their wings there, and then I was crying when I had to leave. So yeah.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see the platform of it in 5 years?
You know, I'm not entirely sure, because social media is so, it's so hit or miss. You know, you're viral one moment and you might not be viral the next. So I just hope that whoever gets helped keeps getting good business. Yeah. And I just hope that whatever happens, you know, the hardworking people that own these restaurants get the continued business they deserve, because they're hard workers. I just video the food.
Right.
And I'm happy to do it. It's really fun. So I don't know what would happen in 5 years, but I'm having like the funnest life now. It's awesome.
That's all about living the moment.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by and talking to us, man. BigandLazy.com is our website. Big and Lazy Pod is our IG. You want to shout your socials out?
At Luke Foods, one word. YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and others. Yeah, it's nice being here.
Thank you. I'm here at this 502 foodie meetup with the woman herself. I think it's a happy birthday.
Almost. It's on August 31st.
Oh, okay. Early.
I had to coordinate everybody else.
Oh, okay. I got you. We celebrating all week. Oh, man, my birthday. You know what?
We Virgo queen.
Uh-huh. This is an amazing event. This is your third one?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I made it to the second one, Gus's event. I said, I won't miss this for the world. Yep. So what made you want to get into the foodie meetup? You know, what made you want to do this?
Well, really, I just wanted to bring the community together because I feel like, you know, Louisville just needs that person to just make it work, make it all happen. And I feel like, you know, with my platform, I just want to be different. I want to make a change.
Yes.
I want people to just come up, even small businesses just like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the food industry, so I know how hard it is,
right,
you know, to put things together. And I really want to bring the light to these struggling businesses or businesses that just need that, you know,
extra kick. So
I wanted to, you know, just be different with my platform.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Where do you see this event? This is growing every time. So where do you see, like, the next one? Like, where do you see, like, the short term go? Where do you see it in the next couple of years?
Honestly, I hope that I can be something just like this, a food hall or like an event hall where I can get, you know, other small businesses together and just stick together. That's what I want out of all of this, is just to see community build and to use my platform as much as I can to bring people up.
That's amazing. So off camera, what's your favorite thing to eat? Like, what's your guilty pleasure?
Sushi.
Sushi?
Sushi.
I just had some sushi rolls in there. And I had the California, the yum yum. Yeah, uh-huh. What's next for Heavy Plate 502? Like, what's next?
So Heavy Plate, we are in the works with something, but we haven't announced it just yet.
Okay, I got you.
I want to come back.
Oh,
when it happens, I want to announce it.
Oh, you always don't.
I wouldn't go any other place. Uh-huh. Big and Lazy Podcast, but it's coming. There's something big in the works. I need the prayers, manifestation. I need all of that.
Yes.
Big.
And I want to get personally giving your flowers because at all the guests we've had, you're the one of the most supportive. You put me in rooms and doors. You hooked me up with different, and I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
Sure.
So this is a good, genuine person right here. I love the support, but she just goes over and beyond, and I appreciate it. I'm giving you your flowers. I wish I had some real flowers. Why didn't you bring no real flowers?
Okay, I'll see you.
But bigandlazy.com is the website. Big and Lazy Pod is the IG. You want to shout your socials out?
Yeah, Chet and family. We're all over TikTok, Instagram, you know, even on YouTube. We're getting there, but Chet family, even Heavy Plates 502, that's my business. You can look us up, and we're appreciative of everybody.
Thank you. World famous, Big Media CC. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I appreciate that. We just had on our podcast, so what was the feedback, you know, because everybody loves it.
Man. Yeah. I mean, I've only seen good things. Me and Berto are in the process of listening to it now. We started listening to it today because we've been running a little behind. But mm-hmm. We love it. Such good feedback. People are into it for sure.
Mm-hmm. I didn't drop, not to tote my own horn, but I didn't drop the podcast every week since I've been working. But this is the first podcast people at my job. Oh, man, I love your podcast.
Really?
People that I never thought of watching my podcast. It's
really?
Like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, congratulations. I'm so glad. So glad you had a good turnout.
So how's business going? How's it going?
Busier than ever. Knock on wood.
There it is. So how do you here at the foodie meetup? How are you enjoying yourself today?
Excuse me. I love it. Me and Chelsea are really good friends. We're really close. And I think these are just amazing and so important for networking, business owners, creating content. Overall, it's just such an amazing experience, and we're honored, really, to get to be able to come and do this stuff.
This is an amazing event.
It
like you see a lot of positive people in the space and creating. Yes. And so what do you see of Big Nita's Cheesecake in a couple of years? What's the short-term goal?
Man, hopefully a bigger location so we can serve and get our product out there a little bit more, and just hopefully continued success and growth and continue to have fun and enjoy what we do.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
BigandLazy.com. That's our website. Big and Lazy Pod is our IG. What would you, we're going to shout your socials out?
Yeah. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook under Big Nita's Cheesecakes.
Uh-huh. And I ordered you an apron, too. A Big and Lazy apron.
You did?
Yes. I wish it came, but it's on its way.
Yes, let me know when you got it.
I'll definitely get it.
Thank you.
Appreciate the support. We out.
Yes, bye.
We got Remy the Snack Guy. Welcome.
Hey.
How's it going? How'd you get that name, Remy the Snack Guy?
It was actually, given to me by a friend. Before I was ever doing content on TikTok or anything, I was posting things on Instagram, just like pictures of random snack finds. And a buddy who was like, you always got the good stuff. He's like, you're the snack god. And I was like, I'm stealing that. I'm taking it. And ever since, yeah. So.
Okay, so what made you want to get into the content creating?
Yeah, so originally I was a reseller, eBay store, like, you know, Funko Pops, shoes, whatever. So I was always, like, going into stores looking for new collectibles and things like that. And then I started realizing there was kind of, like, a resale market in, like you know, limited snacks and stuff. So it kind of, like, snowballed from there. And then I started doing food reviews, like I said, on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then someone was like, you got to start TikTok, man. And then started doing TikTok. Took me a little while to find my step there. And then one day I decided to record inside of a Walmart. And just it just went from there. Like.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah. So that was like the wow moment. Like, I really got something right here.
Yeah, that was that. I was like, oh, man, people want to see that. And like, people are always like, man, how do you get the balls to record in Walmart? You just gotta get over it one day, I guess. Like, So
you said you partnered with the snack with TikTok's advertising beta program. How did that work?
So TTO, TikTok One, it's their whole ad program that they got. You have to have 50,000 followers originally to get in. I think TTO now opens it up as soon as you get like 5 or 10,000 followers. But the ads program, 50,000. I work with companies like Cracker Barrel and Little Caesars and all kinds of stuff.
Man. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So I'm gonna ask you, what's your go-to snack?
I get this a lot, and it's hard. So like, if I had to say go-to snack, I'm a chip guy.
Love chips.
Favorite chip though, jalapeno ranch ruffles.
Jalapeno ranch ruffles. I gotta try those out.
The best, bro. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm a chip guy myself. I'm not really a sweet guy, but if you put some chips in front of me, I can put them down. The way I eat chips will make you sick.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself in your platform in the next 3 to 5 years?
Man, 3 to 5. I'm hoping one day I can start going more than just Kentucky. I'd love to be able to take this on the road, try food spots, hit different grocery stores and things that, like, you know, local spots that, oh, you can only find local snacks in these areas and stuff. Like, I already try it occasionally. Like, I've been to Ohio for, like, Jungle Gyms and a few places like that. But, yeah, I think traveling is where I'd love to see it go.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing talking to you.
Yeah.
BigandLazy.com is the website. Big and Lazy Pod is the IG.
Hey.
And I want, before we get out of here, man, you got an amazing hat, man. That's crazy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sir.
I got a crazy hat collection, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go. You want to shout your socials out before we get out of here?
Yeah, Remy for All, the Stat God on all social medias. I also make music. You can check me out, Remy for All, on all streaming platforms and everything like that, too. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. We got to finish this conversation on the podcast, man. It's
for
amazing.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
We out. I'm here with Big Nita's Cheesecake, and she got chocolate cheesecake filled chocolate chip cookies. I ain't never. Oh, this is delicious right here. I'm not really a sweet eater, but I can. Oh my God, this is delicious. I got to run an extra lap. They have the cheese. It's nice. Look at that. This is good. I'm going to say something later. He popping up at the Heavy Plates 502 Foodie Meetup, and we were here with Kayla with Flo's Kitchen. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
That's look. How you like the event? How you?
I love it. It's so much going on, like, especially the dances, the food. I got to eat some of the sushi. It was amazing.
Yeah. I ordered me, so I seen you have some sushi. I ordered me some, too. So how long you been cooking? How long you been in a...
I've been cooking for about 12 years, but just recently began to bake within like the past couple of years.
Yes.
And I love baking. Flo's Kitchen originated from my grandmother, Flora Groves.
Yes.
And she taught me everything that I know. So I took her recipes and ran with it.
Oh, that's what's up. So coming to this event, what do you hope to get out of it?
Honestly, I've already kind of gotten a sense of community out of it. And, like, that's the best part. You just get to meet so many different people and just enjoy different foods and cultures. And it's been amazing.
Right. So, do you ever see yourself doing something like this or content? Because this is pretty dope. A lot of content creators coming together. So, you ever see yourself
Absolutely. I've been trying to build my content on TikTok for, like, a little while now. So, it's starting to pick up with meeting new faces and new people. So, I'm really loving it.
Okay, so where do you see yourself in about 3 to 5 years? What are your short-term goals or long-term? That'd be long-term.
Brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar?
Brick and mortar.
There you
go. Definitely want to open something up and tribute it to my grandmother and take it from there, put my family on, and go from there.
Okay, that's amazing. And we out. I'm with Alicia from the Sweet Guy Bakery. Welcome.
Hello.
How you doing? We at this beautiful event, 502 Foodie Meetup with the Chet Family Heavy Plates. How you doing? Like, how's it feel to be a part of this?
It feels good to be a part of it. It's something different. It's a way to get out there, make myself known, get the cookies out there to everybody.
No lie. She gave me her cookies at the previous meetup. Man, they didn't make it to a light. She gave me two of them, and I threw them back quick. They delicious. So how long you been baking?
I've been baking for 3 years. I took it real serious last year and decided to just start getting out there.
Oh, that's what's up. And I see you got, like, wild, exotic flavors. Like, how do you come up with these flavors? Like, you got blueberry and peanut butter and banana. Like, they are delicious. How do you come up with these flavors?
So what I do is sit down, and I go over every cookie business, see what they have, what they don't have. And then I think about what I want to try that I haven't seen. And then I sit down and put it together.
That's what's up. So what do you see yourself in about 3 to 5 years?
3 to 5 years, I see myself with my cookie storefront. I want a cookie cafe, which on certain days we'll do poetry night, open mic night. I like stuff like that, so I want to blend that together with my business.
That's amazing. Thank you for the time and opportunity. Follow me, Big and Lazy Pod, on IG. Where's your IGs? Your socials?
The Sweet Guy Bakery. That's with the A, not with the E.
Okay. We out. We with the owner of Mr. C's Cheesecakes. Welcome.
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
No problem. How long you been doing making cheesecakes?
Man, I've been making them since I was 20, so that's about 15 years. But business-wise, about 5 years when I got married. My wife stumbled upon some jars, and man, we specialize in no-bake. So when she stumbled upon the jars and we started putting them inside the jars, we took off. And this was 2020 COVID.
Right.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What I say. It's just during COVID. So was it one of those things, like a lot of people lost their jobs during COVID and just took a leap of faith? So was it like a kind of the...
Yeah, both of them. My wife was furloughed. She was working at the Louisville Metro Library, but she still works now, but she was furloughed and she found a food hall. Not a food hall, but she found the place for us to go sell the cheesecakes, which was in Shepherdsville.
Mm-hmm.
That was a leap of faith. I live in a city that was about 30 minutes or so out, but they took to us and man, a year later, we turned that money over and got a food truck in 2021.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, sir.
So you went from the food truck, and now you got a event space here in the food hall, right?
We got both. I actually did an event this morning from 8 to 1 and then shot over here. So I shared a business with my wife. So we still have the food truck as well, too. So we double dipping.
Okay, that's amazing. So what do you see yourself in about 2 or 3 years? What are your short-term goals?
My own standalone storefront would be nice. But, you know, I'm definitely still loving what we have going on right now, too. So another actual storefront for myself where we're shipping and stuff like that, that'll be lovely.
Oh, that's amazing. And before we get out of here, what are some of the pros and cons of owning a business? Like, what are some of the maybe behind the scenes of, like, the sacrifices you might have to make?
Well, I work full-time as well, too. I'm a healthcare worker. I've been doing that 10 years. So
okay.
I do that from 6 to 2, take my kids to school, foster dad as well. So
okay, amazing.
As far as being a business owner, like I said, I have 3 kids. One's a teenager. My wife works full-time as well, too. So we still find time to do this. And this is a full-time. It's sacrifice, you know. Like I said, I get up 6 o'clock in the morning, take my kiddo to school, go to daycare, and then when I get off work at the hospital at 2 o'clock, it's straight to cheesecake. So it's sacrifice, hard work. You're going to lose a lot of sleep. You're probably not always going to have the sales, but man, have faith, keep God first, and have a strong business partner, Mr. C's. That's for you since you ain't out here. But man, it's lovely, and you have to stay humble.
Yes.
Very, very humble.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to end it just like that, man. Big and Lazy Pot is the IG. BigandLazy.com is the website. You want to set your socials out for people?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Facebook and Instagram with Mr. C's Cheesecakes, MRCS in the word cheesecakes. And if you had at Gmail at the end of that, you can get us for also catering as well, too. Thanks for having me, man.
No problem. I'm here at the 502 Meetup street at the Streetery Food Hall, and we're here with the owner, Young.
Yeah.
Welcome. How long have you been in business?
For the Streetery, we've been around for just 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So what made you want to get into the food space and like what?
Well, I first came in and I loved the space itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it was so big that it needs to be shared.
Right.
And so that's how we started out from there. And I love public market and food halls, especially
yes.
when I travel. That's where I kind of draw towards when I go eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of food at once at one place where I can just shop around and eat everywhere. And
yes.
so I wanted to do the same thing for this community.
Okay. Are you a chef yourself? Or are you just?
I am. My menu's actually in here, so.
Oh, okay, okay. So what's your specialty? What do you specialize in?
We do Asian street food.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you see yourself in about 3 to 5 years? What are some of your short-term goals?
Well, hopefully we can start another food hall.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, my next project I want to do, I don't know if it's going to happen, but it's a food truck park.
Oh, okay.
To be able to have food trucks rotating in and out of there. And,
that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. It should be fun.
So where do you what food would you that you can't, it's like your guilty pleasure that you can't say no to?
Burgers. Sorry, but I just love a good juicy burger.
There you go. Name one place to plug the audience with a good burger locally, whatever.
Weekend Burgers. Also, we have a good burger place here, but Weekend Burgers it's also a great place.
Okay, that's amazing, man. Thanks for stopping by and talking to us. Hoping we can work here in the future. Big and Lazy Pod is the IG. BigandLazy.com is the website. You want to shout out your socials?
It's Louisville Streetery at IG and Facebook.
Okay, that's amazing. Come out and support this food hall.